Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says these days, young musicians are racing backwards through jazz history. Wynton Marsalis now plays swing trumpet like it's 1940. Marcus Roberts plays 1926 stride piano. Kevin says in the race to be retro, the player to beat is 20-year-old Chicago pianist Reginald R. Robinson. He skipped back to 1899, the dawn of the home piano craze of ragtime.
Composer and pianist Reginald R. Robinson knows exactly how classic rags are constructed. He builds his own the same solid way. Ragtime got its basic structures from the march. In a way, Scott Joplin's music is just a syncopated version of John Philip Sousa. The rag form is standardized enough to serve as a recipe, and Robinson can write authentic contrasting themes and fragmented bass lines to order. But his best pieces go further. His compositions are, well, forgeries. He's deliberately writing in a turn-of-the-century style. Like any good art forger, he immerses himself in the period aesthetic, lets that age's influences seep in. On Robinson's CD, The Strong Man, on Delmark, you can hear traces of spirituals and Chopin, sentimental airs and cowboy songs. This is from Ballerina Figurine. Forged painting may reveal itself after a few decades because the artist unwittingly suffused it with contemporary ideas. What passed for a Goya 60 years ago comes to look more and more like a painting from the 1930s. In Reginald Robinson's music, you can hear that dual perspective now. He not only knows where ragtime came from, but where it went, knows how it led to the streamlined stride piano of James P. Johnson, and then to mavericks who deconstructed that style, like Earl Hines and Thelonious Monk. In Robinson's piece, Just Try and Escape the Devil, the dissonant note in the melody, the clam if you prefer, sounds mild now, but would have been a shocker in 1903. I like how Robinson's seemingly unrelated opening and closing themes somehow fit together. Here's how the same piece ends. Ragtime left its mark on other music, too. On Stravinsky and boogie-woogie, and the sort of rinky-dink jazz once heard in pizza restaurants. The old domestic parlor piano tradition, of which ragtime was one link, mutated into the very public art of Liberace, whose shtick suggested a rich culture buff conspicuously lounging at home, his bejeweled cape a gaudy bathrobe, and the candelabra just household bric-a-brac. The second theme of Reginald Robinson's A Troubadour Serenade could be Liberace tangoing babyface. Reginald Robinson wrote 21 piano pieces for his first CD. A few have a perfunctory connect-the-dots quality, but that's all right. To say he's written only a handful of memorable rags by age 20 is not a put-down.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic living in New York.